Looking to make some healthier habits this holiday season? Make sure to check out our Moving Through Midlife community over on Facebook, as we are doing a Planksgiving event where we are doing daily plank workouts. We will be doing an advent for healthy, happy hips this holiday season, and then also have a sugar challenge, a 2-week sugar challenge that you might be interested in. Happy holidays! It is another movement snack for the week, and today I just wanted to check in with you to see how you all are doing. You are working on supporting your immune system, and on Monday in episode 21, I spoke to you about the 4 things that you can be doing to help support your immune system. Those being drinking smoothies, which help to get more fruits and vegetables into your daily diet, salads, making sure that you are eating salads every single day, making sure that you are eating salmon or seafood. Salmon and seafood are something you want to work on trying to get in 1 to 2 times a week is a recommendation that I try to practice myself. And then spices, making sure that you're trying different spices, really changing it up, have fun with it, get creative, and really just enjoy it. And then one thing I do want to mention in regards to salads that I was just thinking about was one thing that we do. We don't always have salads, but when we don't have salads with our meals, what I try to do is I just make greens. And it's really simple. I just take some olive oil or avocado oil and I place in my pan. And then I will chop up some onions and garlic, like 1 onion and 1 to 2 cloves of garlic. And I saute those in the pan. And then I add a green. And like I just bought rainbow chard. So that's what we're going to have tomorrow night. Some nights I'll do spinach, some nights I'll do kale, and it's just an extra, and I don't put a ton on the plate because you know what happens when you have your spinach, it turns into like this little ball. You're like, where did all the spinach go? So I just add a little bit on the side for the kids and for my husband and I, and that is our greens. So it's not always a salad, just an aside. Your movement snack for the week. This is going to come maybe a little out of left field here, but it has to do with drinking smoothies. And many people, myself included, will drink smoothies in the morning. It is something that, you know, when I'm rushing around and I know I need a quick protein, I will just make a smoothie because it's quick and easy. And I'll do that before I run out the door. Here's something I want you to think about. If you are one of those people who deals with tension headaches a lot, I need you to start adding something like a handful of nuts, not to the smoothie, but something to have on the side. And here's why. When we deal with a lot of tension, stress, there are many of us who will clench our jaws at night, and that creates tension and can lead to headaches. If we are not doing anything to work the muscle in our jaws, we will continue to deal with that headache. So a way to start working on releasing that tension is get the jaw working. So you may need to allow that jaw to work through eating. And unfortunately, a lot of our foods are macerated kind of already. And I think I've mentioned this before. I always feel like as I'm doing this, wait a second, I think I just talked about this. But anyway, so we want to make sure that we are getting that jaw moving and working it. So if you're going to drink a smoothie, that's fine. It's already been macerated for you, so to speak, through your blender. But find something, an apple or some nuts or something that you can crunch on, even if it's chewing gum, something that you can crunch on to allow those muscles to work within the jaw. So that's pretty much it for your movement snack this week, is just to work on that. And then I'm also going to recommend that you look into, if you are dealing with those tension headaches and you know you're a jaw clencher, there are some really cool exercises that you can do. I do have them on my blog, on my formfitonline.com page. You can look into, but there are different things that you can do to start massaging that area. And you can even just go like right where your jaw connects, just kind of go right in there and gently press your, it's my middle finger that I'm doing, my middle finger right into that area and gently massage it, and you'll feel if you have tension. So that is something you can do as well. And that is an easy one. That is your movement snack for the day. Just finding some way to work the muscles within your jaw. And also, I want to let you know that each month we do 5-day type boot camps in our FormFit Mom community. This month we are working on movement, and all we are doing is a 5-day, and I'm actually, it's going to be like 7 days. It's going to be a 7-day challenge where you are going to start working on moving more in your everyday life. So make sure to join me over there. You will get 7 days of exercises and tips and information free to try. You also can go click on our guide section, and you're going to be able to see past ones that we have done as well that you can take part in. And then if you want to, we are also doing a 30-day challenge where we're providing some prizes and things that you can also join us with that. That is a 30-day challenge, and that is pretty much it. So join me over in the FormFit Mom community. Make sure you are eating something crunchy in the morning to get that jaw working, to relieve some of that tension that you might have had from the night of sleeping, and I hope you all have a wonderful day.